Hi guys, hope you are well. Welcome. Happy Friday. Hope you had a great week and you're staying safe and all that good stuff. So today I'm going to talk about what I've been going through in this last couple of weeks. There's been a lot of crying happening. I've been going through just this roller coaster of emotions. It's been up, down. I've been all over the place. I've been going through it, let's just say. Some things have happened that have really hurt me, and so I've just been in that place of dealing with that hurt and just navigating it the best way that I know how. So today I just want to talk about healthy hurting. And when I'm talking about healthy hurting, I want to talk about it in the context of people that you love, people that you know love you, like your family and your friends that are like your family relationships, and in that context. So this is not covering people who are like acquaintances or like are like your friends, but they're not like in your inner circle. Yeah. So how do you hurt in a way that is healthy? How do you hurt in a way that still allows you to feel what you're feeling while being present for today without taking offense and building walls? How do you hurt in a way that still allows you to live? Because today is the only today we're gonna have. We only have 24 hours in a day. So how do you hurt without letting the sun go down on your anger, without you being angry at the person, and without necessarily taking offense or taking a step back, you know, like just stepping away from the situation? So I've been learning in this couple of weeks that I've been going through the situation how to hurt in quietness. So there's a difference between quietness and silence. So I am expressing that, yo, what you did hurt my feelings. And I think this is important, particularly in the context of people who we care about and who care about us. Because normally in these situations, I have told you, like, Nick, yo, you know, you know what my triggers are, because we've had these conversations, because you've perhaps seen me go through it before, and you have even been there for me when I've been going through this situation. So normally they know what your weaknesses are, they know what your triggers are, they know what would affect and offend you, things that prick at your insecurities or stuff about you that is seriously still work in progress. So it hurts, I think, more because we already know, like, you know, we've had this conversation. So why are we here? Why are we here? Why are we still going through and having the same conversation? Why are you doing these things that you know hurt me? And sometimes you don't need to know that detail. Sometimes it's common sense. Like, yo, sometimes it's common sense. So how do you hurt in a way that still allows you to be present? So I've been learning how to hurt in quietness. I express, yes, this is how I feel, but I don't want other people to be prisoners of my emotions. I still want to be present for today. I still want to enjoy my today with people that I love and care about, and not necessarily project my feelings to them in a way that kind of drags them along with me. So yeah, I've learned in trying to just disengage those two things, hurting and being present. First I'm thinking, you know, once an honest apology has honestly been given, it is important to receive that as an expression of their role in that scenario, right? So first and foremost, just understanding that people, we're just people. As much as, you know, we have been in each other's lives and we talk about these things, everybody is also on their own journey. And sometimes reactions and responses that we get have nothing to do with us. Sometimes they are about someone else being on their journey. And so just giving grace to that. And what helps me give grace in that scenario is thinking, am I giving what I am expecting to receive? Am I constantly giving? Am I not also falling short? And so that just helps me to get perspective and get out of that place of offense and of holding it against them and really just letting stuff go. Also, just thinking about, you know, hurting is part of the love experience. I'm learning that. People that we love are going to hurt us. They're going to disappoint us. They're gonna say stuff. They're gonna take us to places we really don't want to go sometimes. But instead of just looking at it as an isolated situation where it is them saying something that triggers me, look inside myself and ask myself, why am I being triggered by some of these things? And that is just an invitation sometimes to look into yourself first before you project that to someone else. And there's this Bible verse that I really like that says that everything that defiles a man comes from within the man himself. Anything that is triggering you, anything that is making you feel some type of way, it comes from you. The other person may have just showed you that, yo, this is something you need to work on. But the first step is to first of all figure out what is it in me that is making me fall short? And especially if it's coming from people you know that love you, then that could be more of an invitation to look into yourself and see what is it that you can fix. And so hurting is part of the love experience. We like the part of love that builds us up, but there's also the part that tears us down. There's also that part that requires us to look into ourselves. There's also that part that requires us to be gentle and patient and kind and to do all of these things within today's context. And when you take offense over something someone has done to you, it kind of keeps you in yesterday. You are kind of being held hostage by what someone said or did in a minute, in a moment, in an instant yesterday. So it is very important to just let, to be realistic and practical about what we can and what we cannot do as humans, and understanding that people will fall short, and that is part of the building and the breaking process that is necessary. So truly letting stuff go, and as much as sometimes someone may apologize to you and say, look, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to hurt your feelings, that in itself doesn't take away what you are going through. So just learning how to hurt in quietness, in your own space, and just dealing with that silently while still being present for the people in your life and being present for yourself in that moment. So yeah, guys. So the crying is not as much anymore. We're working on it one day at a time, and we're getting there. We're getting there. So I hope this encourages you, and I hope this gives you some kind of perspective to just really let stuff go and live for today, because today is honestly the gift that we have. Okay. So yeah, thank you so much for hanging out. Please do share your comments in the comment section, and yeah. I will see you guys next post, and take care of yourself. Adios.